I was walking at Crowell Bog in Duxbury last week, and here's some insider information. I was there to record last week's Walk of the Week. Each week, I try to find a quiet, nature-y place to do so, something that will reflect the current mood of Mother Nature, the current seasonal setting in which I'm walking. Sometimes my choice works out perfectly. Sometimes a plane flies overhead or a motorcycle zooms by just close enough to cause a ruckus in the background. Sometimes it takes me two or three takes to get the finished product your way. So, as I said, I was walking around the bog, talking into the microphone, when I suddenly saw something I hadn't seen in a few months, a palm warbler. I needed a second to make the ID, so I stopped the recording, confirmed my sighting, and started again. As I did so, I noticed several very small ducks floating on the pond. Green-winged teals? I thought, stopping the recording a second time. Have they started migrating too? Geez, I wasn't expecting to see them for a while. I started up a third time. A paragraph or so into my rambling, a plaintive cry let loose. Wood ducks! I hadn't seen them since the spring either. Off went the microphone, up went the binoculars. I started to understand why my kids got me that easily distracted by birds t-shirt for Christmas last year. I wear it proudly. My walking and birding time is my time. Time when I forget that email exists or that I have any other responsibilities to anybody in the world. I hope that you too can unplug that way and truly immerse yourself into your surroundings for at least 30 minutes per day. We are hyper-connected today, far too distracted by things that don't matter in the slightest. Ironically, we have to unplug to tune into the things that do matter. So how did I finally get the recording done? I turned away from the water, faced straight into the woods, turned on the microphone. I reached the second paragraph before I thought, wait, was that a pileated woodpecker? I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 95.9 WATD.com.